Well, we're back for week two with our Rocket pregame show. Coach Starnes, Coach Clark are here. We're going to talk about Trigg County this week. The Wildcats come into this game at 1-1. They've lost to Russellville 25-14 and beat Todd Central 48-14. The Rockets, as you know, are 1-0 after that 21-6 victory over Hopkins Central. Isaac's bearing down on West Kentucky, and we expect some rain this weekend. Coach Starnes, I know that you don't mind to see a little shower since we're going down to Trigg County.
Yeah, you know, we think that we could be mudders, and, you know, we do wet ball drills whenever we feel like that it's going to rain, and, you know, try to get the kids accustomed to it. So yesterday we did our wet ball drill for exchanges with the quarterback and the center and the running back. So, you know, we're expecting it to rain. I think the rain will help us a little bit. The water will hopefully slow them down a little bit because they're pretty quick. So, you know, it's yet to be seen, though.
Of course, this is the David Sadler Bowl at Trigg County at Cadiz. And the first game will be Greenwood and Hopkinsville. That kicks off at 5:30. Our game is scheduled to start at 8. Those who went down last year remember that the first game, I think the score, final score was something like 108-79, wasn't it? And it was like 10:30 before we got on the field. The fog was already rolling in. But hopefully we'll actually be on the field and ready to go somewhere around 8 o'clock then. And I think this storm, you know, they've changed the forecast, and we're looking at 50-60% chance of rain on Friday night. So wear your overcoats and bring your umbrellas.
You know, we are. I mean, we're expecting that. We're going to wear our Gore-Tex. You know, we want it to rain. We welcome whatever it is. So if it does, it does. If it doesn't, then we'll play the game anyway. But Trigg County is an outstanding football team. They've got a lot of speed, play with a lot of heart, have a lot of kids. And, you know, it's going to be very difficult for us. So we're just going to have to play a great football game.
Of course, they have some of these same kids that we saw last year down there when they beat us in a fairly close football game. It was tied at halftime. It's pretty close. But the quarterbacks, the McKenzie boys back at quarterback. They got the Acree boys back. And Coach Clark, I know they've got a lot of speed at receiver and flanker, and they spread it out. I'm sure you've got a great game plan to stop all this speed, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We do.
It's called Isaac.
Yeah, Isaac cover two is what it's going to be. No, we do. I think we have a good plan going into the game. Kids had a good week of practice Tuesday on defensive day. We got kids lined up. We got different coverages that we are going to present to them. Given the situations, but like you said, they do have a lot of speed. They spread it out over the field, and they get you out in space, you know, one-on-one. So it will, the burden is on us to contain that speed on their jets, but the quarterback can throw it down the field. They throw a lot of quick screens as well. But, you know, the quarterback can run it, too. He doesn't like to run it, but he can tuck it and run it, and he's a strong runner. So they're going to challenge us all the way across the field. But I feel good about our kids. They'll be up for the game, you know, with a victory on our belt. You know, they're going to work hard. They're going to play hard all night to get win victory number two.
I know we've got some kids back this week that have been out for injuries. How is that going to help stave up or shore up this defensive secondary against us?
Well, yeah, it always helps when you have, you know, consistency, you know, in your players. You know, you're not putting in new players that are unfamiliar with coverages or responsibilities or techniques or things like that. Brendan had a good week of practice, and so we're hoping that he'll be able to go full go. I know Big Ryan McDowell, you know, has missed a day and a half because of an injury, but we expect him to be back.
I know you've kind of been excited about the play of the sitar boy on JV. Is he going to work his way? Is he ready yet for varsity?
Well, I mean, we did work sitar, and we worked a couple other kids, you know, in supporting roles like Zach Knight at linebacker as well, and Austin Sitar. You know, one of our philosophies has always been we're going to put kids in a position to be successful. And when they're ready to be in there, then we're going to give them a shot to be in there. But, you know, there may be situations Friday night where those kids get in there and they get to utilize their speed, their quickness, you know, to help us out. But we need pressure.
We're still looking at Clint Asbridge twisted his ankle in school, and he's possibly questionable for
in school.
In PE class, wow. Twisted his ankle, and he didn't practice yesterday, and so we have Zach Tinsley who's still hobbling around his ankle, and he's not back 100%. He'll be limited if he plays at all. He just didn't look like he moved very well when we do have him out there on the field. So we don't want to continue to aggravate it when he's out there and he's practicing. So we got Lane Wallace back. We'll get him. So that helps us out.
Where does he fit in?
We're looking at. The slots we need right now are either linebacker or secondary. So we've got with Zach being out at linebacker, then that opens up there. But then you have Sitar. We're trying to get Zach Knight ready for it. So, possibility of secondary because you have Clint Asbridge that could possibly be out. So, everything is up in the air right now for us, and we just have to see. And as Coach Clark said, that Ryan McDowell at defensive line, he was expected to start at defensive line, but he has some tendonitis in his leg he's been out for a day and a half, and so we just have to find out who's going to be out there and who can play. And we had a good week of practice this week, with the exception of a couple attitude issues that we felt like we had taken care of. They turned a corner on that, and then come to find out, we take one step forward and two steps back this week. And we can't come together as a team until everybody comes together and trust and believe in themselves, their teammate, their coaches, and what we're doing. We understand what we're trying to do, and they don't. Kids don't understand it. They're not expected to, but we don't expect them to question us as well.
Of course, Grant Gardner carried the ball 33 times last week for 216 yards. Can we expect a similar workload for him, or are we going to be able to spread this around a little more this week?
Well, it just depends on who's going to be out there. We don't want Grant to carry the ball 33 times in the course of a game. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he carried us through. But 20 times is sufficient for him to carry the football. We have to try to find ways to get the ball into other people's hands if they're out there. And so if they're not out there, we can't do it, and the load has to go to someplace because you just can't take the ball and take a knee or quarterback run it, or we have to find a way to move the football, or we just won't have any success at all. We try to mix it up, running and throwing. We try to mix our fullback, tailback up, so we can keep some kids fresh. We want to be able to get some kids in there to run the football, but we just have to find that out.
Last week in reviewing some of the statistics, I really didn't think of this during the game because Grant was carrying so much of the load, but the guy that you really expected to get a lot more touches this year is Bobby Knox, and he got two touches in the game. So Trigg's not going to get much of a read on him on the film this week.
Yeah, and the only reason that he did is because we either had to throw the ball or move his position, and so you don't want to do either one when you're trying to run the clock out. You don't want to throw the football. Or you don't want to take somebody, move his position, and try to change his position at that particular time. So, it's in the context of his position is what we need to get the ball in his hands. Quick passes, those types of things, and jets and reverses and stuff like that. But there's also times, Chris, though, that you don't need to, and you just did what we had to do. And we've done that before where we just run one or two plays and drive it down and keep the clock rolling, and that's what we had to do then.
Of course, you got seven carries out of Dylan Hollis, your freshman fullback, and Jacob Young. And, those guys are getting better. Dylan caught a pass out in the flat, I think, wasn't it, and uh-huh. Turned it upfield and got, 15 yards out of it. And he's really looking good.
Yeah, and he's one we expect a lot out of. He's going to be a great player. He's got a great work ethic, great attitude. He's a yes sir, no sir type guy, and then he's just a pleasure to coach, and he does anything that we ask him to do, and he can only get better from there. And so we're excited about him, and he's a possibility of one that's going to have to run the football. We went into this year thinking that we were going to run the ball, sustain the clock, get first downs, minimize the opposing team's offense, and limit how many opportunities they have. We did that the first game, and this is going to be a stiffer test as to whether or not we can do it this game. But I can tell you, we can't do it with Grant running the ball 33 times. Not that he can't. He showed. He's not in the best shape. But what that does, it also sacrifices the defense. So he can't play defense because we're running him so much on offense. That's where we're trying to find a balance where we can get, you know, we would like to have four or five kids that run the football effectively. And when you do that and you ask them to get 2 or 3 yards per carry, then you know, then you can you have something if that happens. But when you have one guy toting a load like that, you know, and if he's not in the best shape of his life, then you know, you suffer somewhere else.
Coach Clark, I know you want to keep Grant on the field defensively, and he had 3 solos, a tackle for loss, and an interception last week. So you want him fairly fresh on defense. He's a linebacker.
Yeah, he plays a big role on our defense. He's our strong safety.
That's right. He moved.
He plays a strong safety. So he's back in cover 2, playing strong side safety. But when we go cover 3, he comes up and plays like an outside linebacker. And he's also plays man coverage when we bring pressure and things like that. So we do a lot of things with him. You know, his number one backup this week was sick earlier in the week. He was back yesterday, Dustin Roberts. And, you know, Dustin got a lot of quality minutes last Friday night and continues to help the defense out. And, you know, depending on how many carries Grant gets, you know, will depend on how much Dustin gets in the game Friday night. But Dustin can play strong safety. He can play Willie linebacker, and he can play strong side, inside linebacker as well. So Dustin will play a big role for us.
Kind of close this out, Coach Starnes. I know you've reviewed the film. I guess you've seen the Russellville tape and the Todd Central tape at Trigg County. Tell us a little bit about that. Trigg beat Todd 48-14 and lost by about the same margin to Russellville.
Yeah, you know, it's Trigg County just has a they have a lot of speed. They have a lot of weapons. They play hard defensively. I think probably the strong part of their game is the defensive front and possibly their linebackers. And it's going to be very challenging for us. You know, watching the scrimmages in the game, is more or less the teams that have speed can match up with them. And Russellville, they got after Russellville. Now, don't get me wrong. It's just, you know, they had Russellville had a couple plays where they broke a kickoff and ran a kickoff back for a touchdown. And, you know, they were able to stay with their receivers, Trigg County receivers, man-to-man, and so what we have to be able to do is we have to be able to minimize our mistakes and capitalize on things that they give us. If we don't do that, then we're in for a long night. If we do that, we have an opportunity to beat Trigg County.
Okay, so it's going to be very likely a wet game over at Trigg County, and that's kind of plays into our strength and against their quickness. And we certainly hope the Rockets fare well over there. We need a second win. Last year we went in the same situation, 1-0, and felt pretty good about it. And it just kind of unraveled at halftime, and it was hard to get back together after that.
Yeah, and it was. And you know, that's when, after that game, is when we actually started falling apart and unraveling with problems that we had internally, school issues, discipline, and stuff like that. So, you know, hopefully that won't occur, and we come back. No matter what happens, I mean, we'll prepare for next week. Whoever we have, whatever the situation, we'll be here next week for Union County. But right now, we're focused on Isaac and Trigg County.
All right, we'll see you over. Don't forget those umbrellas.